following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's deer season, and the deals are huge. Save big right now on all John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get implement bonuses, cash back, or 0% financing. And this deer season, your trade has never been worth more. Offer ends May 2nd, 2011, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Landmark Implement today, or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there is the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
Yes,
my bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another jam-packed edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Even when you think nothing's going on, stuff is going on. On the program today, former Husker All-American Prince Amakamura, who is expected, and we hope he goes in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Mel Kiper has him going, and he's had him at number 9 from his first draft board to the very latest, and that would be to the Dallas Cowboys, which we would love to see Prince have success with Dallas. That would be a triple win for us. He's going to join us here in about 5 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Then we're also going to be talking with the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State, Frank Anderson, as the Cowboys come up to take on the Huskers this weekend in the Big 12 home opener for the Huskers. And we're going to catch up with our Loper Link today, talk a little UNK football. Russ Martin will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show as well, offensive coordinator for the Lopers. Daddy, though, off the field, our favorite Husker, one of our favorite Huskers, because we've got a handful of them from the area. But the senior leader, Jared Crick, goes down in practice on Monday. You've had a chance to speak with Jared.
Well, I've talked to him. He's just in a lot of pain right now and obviously did not tear anything. Otherwise, he would have to have surgery to repair those the MCL that he damaged. So that's the good news. They say 6 to 8 weeks. He should be back for summer conditioning. I think he remains optimistic that things have held together. I know there was no tear because for the simple fact that he said there was no tear to me, and he's looking forward to getting back out there. I think you're a senior, and you've been through the spring practice enough. He'll be out there coaching those guys and helping some of those young guys around. But obviously disappointing news for somebody that's somehow managed to get this far through his college career, literally injury-free, really.
Yeah, that's what he said, an MCL sprain on his right knee. Everybody expects him to heal fully and be ready to go. Of course, he had led the team, had 70 tackles, led him in sacks with 9.5 last year, and obviously one of the defensive leaders of this football team, which you kind of need when you're going through this time of the season to try and get people together, get them going, and try and get new guys accustomed to what they need to be doing as a leader.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he'll remain being that leader up front, you know, with Levante David's linebacker position and then Dennard in the defensive backfield. I think a lot of people just think this could be a real special defense.
So that's what's going on. The Huskers are back on the practice field today as they continue on towards their spring game on the 16th. And, of course, don't forget, if you love Husker football and all Husker sports, we've got the ESPN Superstation bus headed down to Lincoln for football, baseball, volleyball, triple header on Saturday, April 16th. It includes round trip, all the tickets. All the accommodations are taken care of. All you have to do is get on the bus, and we're going to Lincoln to watch the Husker spring game, followed by Nebraska baseball. And then in the evening, we'll wrap things up at the Coliseum with Nebraska spring volleyball and then get you back home. So for more information, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. We talked about it just a little bit in basketball. We probably won't get too much into basketball today. It is an off day. This is really the only off night here on ESPN Radio for a long, long time when it comes to football, or when it comes to the NIT, the NCAA men's and women's hockey, the Masters. It's all coming up over the next 10, 11 days, and we've got complete coverage of all of that right here. Major League Baseball season gets underway tomorrow. We'll be talking more about that. We'll make our predictions on the show tomorrow. Why are they playing spring ball today? What could you possibly accomplish? What could you possibly learn in a spring game today? These guys are supposed to be playing tomorrow. Now, I haven't pulled out the schedule and broke it down. I've got to imagine Detroit and the Yankees, who play at noon tomorrow in New York, aren't going to be playing a spring game today. What? I mean, I understand that they're moving up the start of the baseball season instead of starting it on the Monday, Tuesday with that initial Sunday night game, as we've seen here the last handful of years. Now they pushed it all the way back to Thursday, get that extra weekend in, try and get the season going, maybe spread it out a few more days as the year progresses. I just didn't understand. I mean, pack your stuff up and get on the road. Get home, get to where you need to get going. What is the point of playing today, people?
I was just going to say, you've been gone 2 months. You're not going to be home the next 5 months. Why not take one or two days to settle in and get business taken care of at home so you can be gone for the next 5 months?
Because I know they're making huge cash. I know they're making huge cash on these spring games.
They're not thinking about that huge cash. They want to get out of town.
Again, folks, a programming reminder this year, the Kansas City Royals moved to our sister station, the Breeze 94.5 FM, and they open the season tomorrow at home, weather permitting, against the Los Angeles Angels, and all the action tomorrow, pregame at 2:35, and then they'll get going by 3:30. Weather permitting. Of course, you never know how long all the opening day ceremonies are going to take. But that's tomorrow and all season long, Royals baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Are you upset that Baylor didn't win last night?
No, I'm not upset. Just one of those things that they beat them three times in a row, and then you've got to play a team for the fourth time, and it doesn't work out for you. It makes you a little sick if you're Kim Mulkey and her team. I guess the better team won last night, and I guess in this tournament, when you see the men's tournament and these lower seeds all breaking it down, I guess no.
Also last night, just Connecticut Elite Eight, they win by 35.
Yeah, what is that? That's... They held them to 20 points. They didn't score for 10 minutes in the second half.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. But anyway, you know, Tennessee losing, that's too bad. I think a lot of people wanted to know that Tennessee and Connecticut were going to have a chance to play in the Final Four now that they don't like each other, but that's not going to happen. So Connecticut will play Notre Dame. Stanford will play Texas A&M Sunday, the Final Four. Saturday, the men. Sunday, the women. Then the championship games Monday and Tuesday, and they're all right here on ESPN Radio. A couple of other sporting things to tell you about. The NIT, wow, Wichita State. I knew they had to be good to beat the Huskers down as bad as they did, but to go to the Final Four and kill Washington State, who looked like they were still on jet lag. And then an exciting game in the second one. Alabama let a lead get away. Colorado comes back. Colorado gets the lead. Alabama scores in the final 12 seconds. Your all-conference star, Alec Burks, can't get the shot to go at the buzzer. And Alabama advances on 62-61. So Alabama and Wichita State for the NIT Championship in New York tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio. And that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Creighton takes on Oregon, tries to finish off the CBI Championship.
They do play the last two in Oregon. There was a rumor out there, and I heard a couple people say, well, they go back and forth.
No, rumor or misinformation?
Well, misinformation, okay. Whatever. There were people talking about it, though. And it's a CBI tournament, obviously a fourth-tier tournament, but the kids are getting extra practice time.
Well, the Huskers are back on the practice field this afternoon. I have to imagine that's one thing our next guest doesn't miss right now, even though he's working out and getting ready for the draft, is that he doesn't have to go run around and listen to Bo and Carl and the boys yell at him anymore.
Well, I got to take this phone call. I'm Mr. Jones. Yes. Yes, Jerry. Yeah, we'd like to see him be a Kid Dallas Cowboy, too. Prince of Akamura joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning, Prince?
I'm doing good. So yourself?
Well, we're doing great, Prince. We appreciate you giving us some time here as we're about less than a month away now from the NFL draft. Are you past the point of nerves? Have those set in yet? Are you anxious? What's the feeling like now that you're less than a month away from hearing your name called?
I'm not anxious right now. Right now I'm just trying to have a good impression in front of the teams that I'm visiting, and just presenting myself well, but I'm sure the day before I'll start to get jitters and butterflies and all those bugs and stuff.
Who was your favorite team growing up?
I never had a favorite team. I was always jumping on the bandwagon and liking whoever was winning.
Prince of Akamura joins us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. He's been popular. You can go on. There's a nice story by Liz Merrill and a little video where he was on First Take here a couple of weeks ago. There's a good story up on ESPN.com about Prince. And it's more about your background. Prince, I think a lot of the national media are starting to choose you as a young man that obviously you've got the unusual name, you've got the royalty in the background. They find a storyline that they can
draw.
It's different. It's different. Are you comfortable with talking about all this and how much your heritage means to you and how much you actually know about your family tree?
Yes, sir. I think that means a lot when a person just talks about their background and where they're family is from and where they're from. I think it speaks a lot about the person, and I feel comfortable talking about it.
Prince, we could all go to college and dream about playing on Sundays. When in your college career did you realize you're pretty damn good and you were going to play on Sundays?
I think halfway in my junior year, I started making a lot of plays, and I started building that confidence of a corner needs to have, and my coaches believed in me since day one. It was just me believing in myself.
Prince, Chad Ochocinco was trying to be a soccer player here during the off season, and I know that's part of your background. Can you relate to that? And are you still a pretty good soccer player?
I think I'm athletic enough to score and to get past people and stuff like that, but I definitely don't think I can try out for a team right now.
You guys, all this class that's going into the draft here are in the unfortunate situation of being in this labor strife and this labor problem that's going on with the National Football League. At first, they didn't want some of the guys to go to the draft. Can you take us through that? I assume you've been asked to go to New York, and tell us, are you going to go, and what did you hear from the NFL over the last couple of months about whether to attend or not?
I haven't really heard nothing from them, and it would be a dream come true to go to the draft, though.
Fair enough, Prince. I think when you went to the combine, what was the strangest question that was asked of you?
Well, one particular team. Each team asked if you have a girlfriend currently right now, and I told them I never had a girlfriend, and then they asked me, well, have you ever had a boyfriend? And then I just raised an eyebrow and said, no, I'm very fond of women.
Pr- Prince of Akamura joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's funny because as I watched the interview on ESPN2 a couple of weeks ago, they asked him what's one of the benefits to having the name Prince, and Prince said, "Well, it's pretty good opener with the ladies." So I like to see that. I like to see that line as well. Prince, what are you working at now? Just trying to stay in shape. What are you trying to get better at? Because you've been through all the poking and prodding and questions. So as you get ready for the draft, what is Prince of Akamura up to as far as keeping his, I guess, game up to par?
Well, I've been traveling a lot, so I'm really just trying to just keep my conditioning up and just perfecting my craft as a corner. I'm still here in Nebraska working out with Roy Helu, Eric Haig, Niles, and Gomes. So I'm still getting in work.
Prince, did you stay in Lincoln the whole time, or you went to Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, and worked out before the combine, right?
Yeah, exactly, with Roy.
And what was different about that to what you're doing right now?
Well, back in API Arizona, it was more specified towards the combine. So, just those drills, the 40, of course, the shuttle, high jump, and DB drills. So there wasn't a lot of conditioning, and it was just more getting fast and staying loose.
Prince of Akamura is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former Husker defensive back. And again, Husker fans are so enamored with the here, the now, the moment. Even I had to go back and realize that Prince comes in to the university under Bill Callahan, came in as an athlete. And as I read the story that's up by Liz Merrill on ESPN.com, Prince talks about this a little bit. Prince, for the fans out there that are listening today, take us back to when you came in, because you didn't come to Nebraska to be a defensive back, and it took a little while for you to accept that role. Take us through that process.
Well, so on my recruiting trip, I came up, I met with the running backs coach, which was Coach Jordan at the time. And he was watching my film, and we had a good time. And I haven't met no defensive backs coach when I went up there. So when I committed, I had the impression that I'm about to play, I'm about to compete for a spot at running back. But then when I came up here, I ended up in the DB's room, and my head was just spinning, like what just happened. So as soon as I found that out, I talked to Coach Callahan, and he said that they're going to try to make me go both ways. And I understand the whole recruiting process. You're never promised what you're told or whatever. So I wanted to transfer, but Coach Pliny came in, and then I talked to the chaplain, Matt Penland, and I decided to stay.
Thank God you did, Prince. I think all Nebraska fans are very, very happy to have you here. My favorite question, whether it was Ndamukong Suh that we had on this show, people of your stature that are going to, you're going to make a lot of money here in a month or whenever you do sign on that dotted line. What is the best part of your game that translates to the NFL right now?
I think my will to compete and just my physical nature. I hate when a ball gets caught on me, and if it does, I learn why it did and try to not make it happen again. And I think I'm very physical as a corner. I love to tackle, and I like to get the ball out.
Prince of Akamura joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Prince, one of the games that the people, you know, you've been knocked for it, was going against Oklahoma State. They made a couple, three athletic plays on you down the field. Basically, they were jump balls. A player made them, and you were unable to. What do you say to critics that watch that game?
I would say two or three plays doesn't define me as a corner. And if that's the only two or three plays that they can talk about out of my whole career as a cornerback, then I feel very good about that. good players are going to make good plays, and good players are going to make bad plays sometimes. But Justin Blackman was a good player, and I'm a good player too. And I just left some plays on the field, but it all happened the first half, and I learned from it, and I had a better second half and won the game, which is most important.
Yeah, Blackman had one catch for 3 yards until that final drive when the game was over in the second half against Prince. So it was a step up. It was a half. And like you said, you know, Blackman's going to be a great, great player. You're going to see a lot of great, great players in the National Football League. Before we let you go, Prince, who have you worked out for recently? Do you think you're going to Dallas? Does it matter? Take us through what you want to have happen on draft day.
I haven't worked out for no team yet, just team visits, and there's no particular team that I have in mind that I want to go to, but Dallas would be a great ball club to play for, and I've done it all, and nothing's in my hands, it's in God's, and I'm just excited to end up wherever I end up, and the team should be excited too.
The girls are pretty in Dallas too, Prince.
Yes,
I heard.
Well, Prince, last question, and we'll let you go here. No matter who you are, how great you are, if you're a first-round pick, a seventh-round pick, it doesn't matter, or you're a free agent, you only go through this once. I know Ndamukong Suh had to go through some of this. Are you in constant contact with him or any other Husker that's in the pros that is kind of helping you through this time and what to expect?
Yes, I've definitely been in picking Sue's brain and guys like Cody Glenn and Zach Bowman, and they just been telling me all the same thing, just to embrace the whole process and just to act like a pro.
Prince, we're here in central Nebraska. Lance Thorell's one of our favorite homeboys from this area. obviously, very talented individual. Who's better in the end? I mean, you give him another year, does he catch up with your mad skills, or you still got an edge on him?
I think I still have an edge on him, but he like you said, he is a very good athletic player. I hope to see him play a lot this coming up year.
Well, Prince, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to having your name called. We are Cowboy fans. We want to see you go to Dallas. But wherever you go, have a great career, and hopefully we can catch up with you again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being on here.
Take care. From the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Prince Amakamura, a month away, less than a month now, from hearing his name called in the first round of the draft.
How awesome would that? That's just a great experience for such a select few. There's only going to be 20 kids that they ever think about inviting to New York. He's one of the 20 every year.
And I'm going to throw this out there right now. Jerry Jones, Roger Goodell. I know the commissioner will butcher Prince's name. I volunteer to come out and read the card. All right? I volunteer. I volunteer. I'll find a way to get out there. I'll read his name, whichever team. We'll get him going to the pros. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll get back to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, catch up with Russ Martin, offensive coordinator at UNK, Frank Anderson, head baseball coach at Oklahoma State. Love to hear from you. Shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What are the three words this week, Merritt?
We have busted.
Curious
and discipline.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
What if there was a place that you could get the best name brand appliances, furniture, TVs, and computers at the guaranteed lowest prices? Stop down to the Aaron's store in Hastings and see for yourself why nobody beats Aaron's. Retail, 120 days same as cash, or 12, 18, and 24-month lease ownership programs, all backed by our $100 low price guarantee. Do the math, nobody beats Aaron's. Visit us on South Burlington next to Sun Martin Hastings or call 402-834-0678.
We're going to combine the pass.
Make the catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now the safe part.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Kearney, Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some partial sun developing at times as we head further on through the day today. There's also an isolated chance of a shower late with a high around 48 degrees. We'll see an isolated chance of a shower as well tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Go on, take a money and run.
ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over five decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, you can always log on. Go to the website, GarrettAppliance.com. That's GarrettAppliance.com. Spring practice underway for football, volleyball, for all of the schools in the listening area, and that includes UNK. They are back from spring break. They're like the Huskers. Hastings waited till spring break was over, and that's more of an NAIA deal, how many and when and all that. But UNK, they're doing something crazy. They're practicing even before I get up in the morning. I can't handle it. Russ Martin, the offensive coordinator at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Great to be here today.
Coach, I got to ask you, I mean, and Tony's more of the guy that usually asks this question. We're still talking about college kids, and I know it's class, but to practice at the time you guys are practicing in the morning means you're up even earlier. You need to be prepared. You kind of got to get your body awake and going. Talk about the decision to practice so early in the morning and the pluses and minuses that go with that.
Well, there were several things that went into that, and obviously one of them does deal with some of the class schedules and things. Our players have not had any problem getting up and going on things. We've actually had a couple of very good practices at that time, and even though it's been a little cool, there's been no wind, so weather has not been a problem at all. There was actually a couple other things that went into that decision as well on those days, because for the most part, we've been going in the afternoon and stuff, but a couple of those were situations dealing with UNO where we wanted to get down. We finally got clearance to be down on their campus to visit with a couple of their players to try and help a couple of those young men that are in the transferring process since they dropped their football program to visit about some of the possibilities here at UNK. And so there were multiple reasons for it, but our practices went very well so far in the early, early morning.
And it fits in with the pedicure schedule for coaches Kroc and Everson. So
it fits in well, I guess.
Russ Martin joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Day Show. Coach, you lose Kyle Kaiser, you lose Brandon Lease. Obviously, people want to know the skill positions. I would think there'd be a lot of interest from a UNO if you're a receiver or one of the skill position people to come be a part of this offense. Dylan Girdle's a kid I've heard is going to step up. Who else could be on this offense producing the big plays for you?
Well, obviously, we still have a couple of our outstanding players back. We've got Jake Spitzelberger's returning for his fourth year starting at quarterback, Rustin Dring, his fourth year starting at tailback standpoint. Those guys are obviously a couple of premier players. We've got some good experience in the offensive line. Stephen Gooden had to miss last year with an injury. He is back. And so literally, we've got four starters up on the offensive line, tackle to tackle, and even Andy Kearns had started for us at times a couple times last year. So we've got some experience there. We've got great experience at tight end with Dane Rudine back. Eli Hammond returns at wide receiver. And so we've got a couple guys that have got to step up a receiver. Right now, Matt Berry is doing an exceptional job for us as kind of that position that Brendan Lease was in, that H-back for us, both as a runner, as a pass receiver. Dylan Girdle's been stepping up. We've got several guys that are really doing a good job. Matt Turco is a young man that's been in our program, and he's playing very solid this spring. Joe Stone is another young man came in at the semester. We had tried to recruit him out of high school. He had went to Fort Hays at the time and then had went back into Colorado. So Joe's doing a very nice job. So, like I said, we've got some guys that are doing some good things, and we're still trying to mesh it all together to find out the best and the right combination. But it's not like the cupboard is bare either. But I'll tell you what, Kyle Kizer was a huge threat, and he changed dimensions of what people could do from the secondary standpoint. And we're going to miss him, but that's kind of one of those things that sometimes players graduate, but the tradition and the expectations, they remain.
Also, a local kid on that offensive line expected to be competing for a position is one Pete Trausch, coming off the knee injury. How's Pete looked?
Pete's doing a nice job. You mentioned he is a horse up there, and part of his is just a standpoint where he had to miss last year with the injury, is trying to learn and understand everything and really kind of get a feel of how quickly things happen at the collegiate level versus the high school level. But Pete is going to be an outstanding football player for us, and we're excited to have him there. And I tell you, he's enjoying it being out. And obviously, last year was a tough year for him with the injury, but he's doing very well, and we're looking forward to having him be a part of this program for quite a few years to come.
UNK offensive coordinator Russ Martin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for our weekly Loper Link. Coach, off the field, and I don't think we've had a chance to have you on the show since this all went down, but you were one of the finalists for a coaching position at Minnesota State, Morehead University. We all know that guys want to move on and be head coaches and do different things. Talk about that process and then being back at UNK.
Well, obviously, it's great to be here, as a coach, you're always alert to some of the different possibilities, and obviously, one of my goals is at time to be a head coach again. And there was a pretty good opportunity up there, and I had the chance to visit with people up there, but it wasn't exactly the right mesh. Some of the things that I felt were important up there, they were not able to make some of those concessions. They had several other very, very qualified candidates. And so it was a standpoint that, I believe that the good Lord's going to put you in the right place at the right times, and that wasn't to be it. And we're excited to be here because we are. We're around great people. We're around family. We're around some great coaches. And, you know the coaches on this staff. This is a great group to come in and go to work with, and we've got a great group of players here that we have the opportunity to coach every single day.
And Russ, last question before we let you go. Tony alluded to it a little bit. You will have kids coming in from UNO that'll be different than a JUCO or a transfer. Has the coaching staff discussed when these kids, whether it's 5 or whether it's 25, how you incorporate that, how you don't rock the boat with what you got right now?
Well, part of that is that way back from the start when young men come into this program, Coach Morris emphasizes to them that it's about learning to compete every day. And it is a great opportunity and a privilege to be a part of this football program for them. And as we would look at bringing some of the young men in from Omaha, if that's to be the case, with some of the gender equity and the Title IX issues, we do know, and coaches addressed it with some of our players, that there will be some of our players that would have to be let go. And that's a tough part of this situation. But at the same time, it's one that helps them understand, life is about competing every single day. But our players have also welcomed the guys that have come down and visited so far. They understand. The young men down at Omaha were put in a terrible situation. They committed to go to school there to play football, to get their education, the whole thing. And all of a sudden, you have a major part of it just kind of pulled out from underneath of you. And so, even though it's been a tragic situation down there, it also has to be a standpoint that they got to be able to get up, kind of dust off their pants. They got to be able to get up and move on with life. And it's also going to affect then basically life of some of the other individuals that are currently playing college football, whether it be here at UNK or anyplace else.
Russ, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep an eye on the Evo.
Hey, We'll do that, but I think, you know what, I think those guys do a pretty dang good job themselves.
Go get a nap, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks,
Have
Russ.
A great day.
Russ Martin, the offensive coordinator for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We've got a couple other things on our Loper Link to talk about today. All kinds of things are going on. The baseball team, 2-0 over the weekend, didn't get to play the other two games because of the weather. The softball team had to go to McCook. They ended up going 2-2. The strangeness that is collegiate athletics from time to time in Division II. The track team, they kept busy. They kept moving along. They kept working with a little bit of outdoor over the weekend. Their men are actually 23rd in the first outdoor track and field rankings of the year, if you follow things like that. Of course, I think a lot of that based off the indoor season that they had. The 11th annual Midwest Classic National Youth Wrestling Tournament is this weekend at the Vero Event Center. It's a fundraiser for the UNK Wrestling Team. You can go to lopers.com for more information on that. And Louis the Loper, he's on to his own Elite Eight. He's on to his own Elite Eight, but he has to take on the defending national champion, Amos the Greyhound of Moravian College of Pennsylvania. Go to lopers.com to vote for Louis, who destroyed Ollie the Owl in the first round and Sycamore Sam from Indiana State in the second round. He's tough. He's tough. Mascots are cool. And we're going to get to that more in just a second, and I hope I covered most of what's going on in Loper Athletics, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Trended Appliance, their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. You're not going to do it because Frank Anderson's sitting on the phone. You're not going to do it.
He named Louis the Loper our next guest.
You know what? The high school dunk contest went on this week on ESPN. One of the young men going to Oklahoma State puts on that big foam orange Oklahoma State cowboy hat. They've got a cool mascot at Oklahoma State. That's the point here. But that big orange foam, he puts it on, you know which school it is. You know which school it is. It's Oklahoma State.
Frank Anderson, how are you today? Thanks so much for the time.
I'm doing good. I apologize. I was kind of hanging out. My wife just called me and said that our son's picture was on ESPN.com yesterday, and she asked me if I'd seen it, and I said no. And I said, you know, he's got a face made for radio, just like his dad.
Well, Brett's still with Oakland, is that right?
Yeah, he is, and hopefully he'll stay healthy the whole season. He had to go on the DL a couple times last year, but had a pretty good year when he was healthy.
By the way, I am wearing my orange shirt today in honor of the Oklahoma State Cowboys who come up to Lincoln. They're playing some very good baseball. They won last night. They took care of a series with Texas this weekend.
It couldn't get any better than that. Have you ever lost a tougher game, though, than the one you lost in 15 innings when somebody steals home?
You know what? No, first off, I don't think I've ever been involved in anything where nobody scored for 14 innings, and you know that it was crazy. And then you know what? We hit some balls hard that they turned a couple double plays on, and we lined out with a runner at second, and about the 12th inning, I looked at one of my assistants. I said, "This thing is going to end on just a screwy play. I mean, somebody's gonna hit a feeble grounder somewhere. They're gonna throw away a ball or something crazy, and it did. I mean, it ended up on a steal of home, and that stuff never works. It never works, but it did in the 15th inning on Friday night or Saturday morning. I don't know what time we finished, but we turned it around. I was proud of them because it was a devastating loss, man. It's tough to – we strike out 21 guys and get beat 1-0. And so to turn around and win Saturday and Sunday was pretty good for us.
Like, I don't care who you're playing, but you're playing a top 10 team in the nation to lose like that and then to bounce back and take the next two. That says a hell of a lot about your team.
Probably a good thing to be at home.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I mean, you know, on the road, it would be an even worse. And it's tough to win on the road in any sport in our conference. And it would have been really tough. But like I said, I was proud of it. And here's the thing. If you're going to have a chance the next couple games, especially the next game the following afternoon, you're going to have somebody step up on the mound. And we were fortunate. A kid went 9-inning complete game and won the game for us. And didn't give up a run until the ninth there. you know, after one day, we were ahead of them 3-2, or two games we were ahead of them 3-2. I said, it's kind of like a bowling deal. You try to win 2 out of 3, you know, or something like that, games, and win the series.
Frank Anderson is the head baseball coach at Oklahoma State. They are off to a very solid start at 19-6. Coach, now, I'm not going to lie, you don't have the top RBI in the country, but coming off the season where you guys didn't finish like you wanted last year, it was key to get off to a good start. Talk about putting the schedule together, and you are beating the teams, and you're beating them pretty handily in the non-conference.
Well, you know what? It's our scheduling is such a crazy thing, and it's tough to get people to come to Stillwater. We're fortunate, you know, we got Washington in here this year and Cal Poly and some decent teams because we are off the, you know, the beaten path a little ways. When you fly in here, you're going to have to drive another hour and 15 minutes either way and some different things like that. And Stillwater's, it's been known to be a tough place to win in all sports, you know, here. And so it is tough. And sometimes when you schedule a team, their RPI 1 year might be very high, and the next year they're not very good. And so it's kind of a crapshoot in a way. But our conference usually takes care of our RPI. You know, I think ours is in the 40-something right now. And the conference usually takes care of some of the RPI stuff. But, no, we did. We had a couple, you know, we had been fortunate when I first got here for about the first 5 years where we won at a pretty high level, and we had some NCAA sanctions and stuff that you know, we had no bearing on. It was scholarship snafus that we had that lost us some scholarships, and now we're finally getting back those scholarships, and we got a lot better depth than what we've had in the last couple of years, and even through that, you know, up until last year, we're the only team in our conference that had been to regional finals for 4 straight years. So we still won, but not at the level that I wanted to win. And probably 2 years ago, before Andy Oliver got declared ineligible by the NCAA, which you guys know about,
yes,
with Logan Ehlers situation, I thought we were going to win the national championship. And we had those guys, him and another kid that we had named Tyler Lyons, who the Cardinals drafted, hadn't been beat since, I can't remember, middle of March or something, going into the end of the season. And so we still made it to the regional finals against Wichita State and just couldn't beat them. But it's gone better, and we're a lot better now than like we were last year, like you said.
Frank, I got to think that Oliver to this day doesn't think he did anything wrong. Logan Ehlers to this day doesn't think he did anything wrong, loses 60% of his season. Do you shake your head sometimes and wonder if the NCAA is actually trying to help these kids get an education or punish them for I don't know what?
Well, I know they're very leery of agents and stuff like that, and I understand that. I mean, I understand that wholeheartedly. The thing that unless you, and I didn't even know this, and I've had plenty of first round draft picks, and I'd had all this stuff, and until my son got drafted, I had no idea how nasty it really got. And so, you know, I'm sitting in there with the president of the Diamondbacks, the scouting director, the general manager, and my son's advisor at the time. I mean, he wanted to sign, and I felt like it would get done. So he's sitting there, and they're going through this thing, and I don't say a word. And then finally, they start bagging on him. And he doesn't look like me. He's 6'5", about 235 or 240. But he's not a very good athlete. And they start bagging on him, you know, and say, hey, you know, he can't do this, he can't do this, he can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't said a word, you know, the whole time. And I'm sitting there, and finally I go to the general manager. I go, hey, did you even play baseball? And, you know, the guy looks at me and he goes, yeah, I played at, I can't remember, some, you know, Division III school in New England. And I go, well, that doesn't count. You know, I mean, you know, hey, pitching, you know, you don't have to dunk a basketball. You don't have to run a 60-yard dash in a certain time or a 40 and 4-4. Hey, all you got to do is throw it 60 feet, and you got to be able to repeat the mechanics time after time after time. I said, and that's it. So don't tell me. And you drafted him in the second round, so obviously you like him somewhat. And so, hey, I'm sitting there going, hey, this is going to get kind of ugly. And it does. And so what I was getting to, as a parent or a dad or somebody that's trying to help you, unless you are in some type of field where negotiations takes place a lot, you are not prepared for anything like that. Hey, and because, you know, at some point you just want to start swinging, You know, you're tired of it. You know, and it's too petty. You know, people going at it right here, and it's not, and that said, you just parents and people are not prepared to deal with that because it's all based on guilt that you'll never get another chance to do this again. Something you wanted to do your whole life. If you don't sign now, you're not going to get another chance. What if you get hurt? What if this happens? Blah, blah, blah. And so, no, I feel for those kids. I feel for Andy, and I feel for Ehlers and all those guys because it's just not right.
Before we run out of time with Frank Anderson, the manager of the Oklahoma State Baseball Club, coming up to Lincoln for three games this weekend, we better talk a little bit about the guys involved. You got a stud there in Dane Phillips, who's hitting .419 and 17 extra base hits, doubles and triples all over the place. But it looks like, and by what we've seen from Nebraska, they had a breakout game Friday with 15 runs against Tech, but they haven't exactly been knocking the cover off the ball. Your starting rotation and your closer, pretty exciting. Marlowe, 40 strikeouts in less than 23 innings. It looks like he has been all over the place a little bit. Walks, hits, but he has struck out 40. It looks like if you're going to continue this weekend, the pitching is going to be able to do it for you.
Well, I mean, you know, there's times with these new bats that, you know, we can't score off the machine. And so, and we're not the only ones. I mean, Texas came in here and scored 5 runs in 3 games. And, you know, that's a top 5 team in the country when they came in here. And so, you know, I think Nebraska, and I think they've got one of the better coaching staffs around. I've always liked those guys. I'm biased. Obviously, Eric Newman played for me, and Dave Bingham gave me my first job. And so I think they do a great job. And their numbers offensively, and to score 15 runs in a conference game to me is just phenomenal because Friday night, is usually one of your better guys, and so that's unreal. But no, you still got to pitch and play defense, and it was the same way before, but it's even more important now. And you know, one bobble in the outfield or one missed relay or something can make a huge difference the way the bats play now.
You know, Frank, that's a question I ask every coach. It makes that big of a difference. It's undoubtedly night and day.
It is, and, you know, and it's like changing a basketball hoop to 11 feet or something, something like that. I mean, it's made probably the biggest difference in our game in 25 or 30 years.
Now, Frank, it's been another year, and we still don't have that Oklahoma State at UNK contest scheduled. What the hell's going on?
You know what? I met those guys at the junior college tournament in Enid, Oklahoma, a couple years ago, and you know what they were telling me, how what they've done to the field and the turf and the facilities and everything, and I do need to get back and see all that. But for me to come up there, that guarantee has to be pretty good money to come up there, unless it thing's in May. Because hey, we went to Lincoln. I was telling somebody the other day, we went up there and played 3 or 4 years ago, and the wind chill was 6 on Saturday we played, and I was going, this is not right. I mean, there's no human being that can like this thing. And you know what? Texas played here over the weekend, and they were whining about 40 degrees, and it was 86 in Austin. And every time they said that, it made me feel a lot better. Each time they kept saying about the weather, it made me feel better. But
well, this seems like it's going to be a lot easier now because, again, and everybody wants to mention it, every sport, last go-round through the Big 12 for the Huskers. So, obviously, we just make it a midweek series. You play Big Red a game or two. You slide over to Kearney. You play a game. We'll work on this.
We got
some folks that'll sign a check.
Well, absolutely. See, it's all about the money right there. No, I just hate that Nebraska's leaving our conference. I got to tell you, it didn't surprise me when it happened, but I just hate it. I mean, you know what? I grew up in the Midwest, and it's one of the reasons I want to coach here is all that. And Doc Sadler is one of my best friends, and he was actually last Saturday he went out and watched my son play, you know, in spring training in Phoenix, and he was down there and went out and visited with him. And I just hate that you know, that tie is not going to be there. It just doesn't seem right. But they didn't ask me about it.
Frank, we appreciate the time. You've always been more than generous with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wade's always been wonderful to work with. That's a part of the conference we're going to miss, the relationships we've established over the last 5 or 6 years.
Tell Brad and all the guys hi up there for me, will you?
We'll do so, buddy. Hey, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, you know what? This better not be the last conversation you guys have with me. You guys need to stay in contact.
No, we'll talk to you when you're going to Omaha.
There you go. There you go. Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Frank. We're going to do it because we like Oklahoma State and Coach Frank Anderson joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. And again, Tony, for the folks that don't know, Frank obviously.
He's a Grant boy, played at UNK, moved on and was a pitching coach at Texas. He was probably the Husker fans' early inception of the new ballpark down there. Frank was a guy that would saunter to the mound and draw the ire of the Husker faithful.
He'd needle you. He'd put the fingernails on the chalkboard to Nebraska fans.
To Nebraska fans.
Yeah. But they're playing good baseball. The games are at home this weekend. Supposed to be some decent weather. Nice enough weather where you can go out and enjoy some baseball and not have to worry about putting in six layers of clothing and maybe a chance to catch some baseball this weekend at Haymarket Park. We need to take a break, folks. Don't forget the Doug and Daddy Show always loves to play the crane game and enjoy the great pizza buffet at Godfather's, which is there 7 days a week from 11 to 2. You get the buffet for $6.50 on the top of the hill at the Archway Plaza. Pickup or delivery, the number you need is 234-9444, 234-9444. Wise Guy Wednesday, you want to pick up a calzone, they're going to take a dollar off today. On Thursdays, free medium drink with the buffet purchase, or if you get a $20 to-go purchase, they're going to throw in a free 2-liter bottle of pop. They've got specials every day, a great place to take the family, more than 140 seats in their outstanding double, I kind of like to call it the double dining room, at Godfather's Archway Plaza, Kearney, 234-9444.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some partial sun developing at times as we head further on through the day today. There's also an isolated chance of a shower late with a high of around 48 degrees. We'll see an isolated chance of a shower as well tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 37.
Show. Congratulations to UNK's Josh Raymond, the RMAC Men's Tennis Player of the Week out of Elkhorn. That coming down here during our Wednesday Loper Link segment. back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. What do you got for me?
Well, they're not shying away from these gas prices. They want to tell you all about the 7-passenger, 24-mile-per-gallon Chevrolet Traverse, or the award-winning Chevrolet Equinox crossover with its impressive 32 miles per gallon, 5-passenger midsize sedan that gets 33 miles per gallon. You need to see the number one selling sedan in the Chevrolet lineup, the Malibu. Folks, they're not shying away from it. They've got vehicles to suit your needs. Crippling gas prices are affecting every way. They realize that at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They sell cars. It's what they do. They're going to continue to sell cars. Check them out on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Woohoo! Yesterday, we had Jordan Burroughs on the program. Intermat Wrestler of the Year. Also, Hodge Trophy Award winner. So if you missed that interview yesterday on the program, or you missed our chat with Randy Carpenter from Lexington or Kevin Kugler about the Final Four, or today with Russ Martin from UNK, Frank Anderson, baseball coach at Oklahoma State, or Prince of Makamura, go to the website, go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. It's ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to the podcast. You can vote on our hot topic of the week. Who do you want to win the NCAA Men's Championship? Not who will win, who do you want to win? And you can vote on that as well. Plus, all the podcasts are up. The daily sports are there, all at ESPNSuperstation.com. Husker baseball team does play this afternoon against Doan at 1:35. Tyler Niederklein, he's your middle-of-the-week boy. He gets to start all these games. Hastings baseball, home today. They take on Briar Cliff. The third time they're going to try and get this series in. You can hear the doubleheader on 1230 KHAS. Mike Will has the call. First pitch at 2, pregame at 1:45. Hastings College's Christine Lowe is the GPAC softball pitcher of the week, while Candace Connolly is the player of the week. They had a great week in the last week going down to Arizona. They'll host Briar Cliff on Saturday. The Nebraska softball team hosting Creighton tonight, and the Creighton basketball team plays Oregon tonight in the CBI final. Tri-City Storm falls 7-4, officially eliminated from the playoffs. 3 goals by Sioux City in the first 13 minutes. It was over early. The Storm will play at Dubuque Friday and Green Bay on Saturday. We'll take a break, wrap things up after this.
Watch your mailbox for your copy of Builder's Price Buster Specials and save up to 65%. Big savings on a 20-piece drill and drive set, just $19.99. Savings on everything from solar lights to barbecue tool sets, leaf rakes to a Stanley 25-foot power lock tape rule. Price Busters this week at Builder's in Kearney, where they do Price Busters best.
Builder's does it best.
Hear that? It's the sound of a PowerMat wireless charging system. Just drop and charge your smartphone and lose the cords. It's also the sound of a free smartphone and the sound of a free year of cell service. Just go to Facebook.com/PowerMat and find out how you can win and lose the cords. It's the PowerMat Lose the Cords sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Purchase will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal U.S. and Canadian residents, excluding the province of Quebec. Void or prohibited. For official rules and enter, visit Facebook.com/PowerMat. Promotion ends 4/30/11. Sponsored by PowerMat USA.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life. at thinkapproved.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. Daddy, did you catch the story about John Junker, the CEO of the festival?
Oh, yeah. Corruption abound.
Shocking.
You know, you get in a position like that, you're thinking, how can you screw that up? All you do is drink and dine people all year long.
Well, you always got to take it over. Got to take it to the next level.
Yeah, that's disappointing. It's not that. It's disappointing. It's not that really that shocking that somebody would try and use campaign funds and reimburse people through secret money stashes. That's just a bad deal all the way around and puts a black eye on the Fiesta Bowl.
The All-American basketball teams came out, men's and women's. Maya Moore and Courtney Paris are the only four-time first-team All-Americans. Amazing. Maya Moore getting the job done this week. She's in the Final Four. Jimmer Fredette, he's all over. Is Jimmer Fredette the best basketball player in the country? He wins the Oscar Robertson Award, and there's more awards to be given out. Is Jimmer the best player in the country? I think, and before you answer, I'll throw this out there. You got the best player, and you got the MVP.
Right.
He's probably, BYU would not be any good.
There you go.
Without Jimmer. Connecticut without Kemba. Who's the best player, though? I mean, Sullinger, man, he's good.
You look at the Morris twins.
Crying baby?
Give him a break.
No, Tony, I can't. I can't because
you know who feels worse than you do about that? They do.
All of them, yeah. This is the same as if you're going to harp on Nebraska football getting beat up or pick your favorite sport. No. You can have it happen once. Multiple times? No.
It's matchups, Doug.
Yeah.
By the way, I got the new Pro Football Weekly call.
But it does happen. I mean, who would have ever thought I could beat you at anything in basketball? I mean, it does happen.
That's true.
You got Pro Football Weekly.
Prince of Nakamura is number 7 overall on Nolan Naraki, who is actually more spot on than Mel Kiper ever was. But he's got him number 7 overall. And going to the Washington Redskins is where he has him going.
Yeah, it ain't happening. Good. Jalen, and if that happened, then that would really, really bad. Jalen Rose arrested earlier this month on suspicion of drunken driving. He's had a tough month.
Yeah, then he didn't take the breathalyzer, so they immediately took him to the hospital to get blood tests, and doesn't look good. He's set to appear, April 21st or something?
Yeah, bad deal there. So there you go. There you go. That's the news. That's the sports. That's what's going on in the world. Baseball season opens tomorrow. Are you jacked up? Send us your emails. Use the three words in an email, which are
discipline,
busted,
curious.
Jim Tressel getting ready to start spring practice. Go Ohio State. Send us your emails. We'll make our Major League Baseball predictions tomorrow. Plus, Brandon Godden, voice of the Butler Bulldogs, Sean Callahan to talk Husker football. We thank Frank Anderson, the baseball coach at Oklahoma State. We thank Russ Martin, offensive coordinator at UNK, and former Husker and soon-to-be top 15 first-round draft pick, Prince Amakamara, for joining us on the show today.
See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.